We dug deep in the second half, didn't play particularly well in the first half, and came out second half fighting, and we got the point, which was, yeah, we're happy.
We said in the commentary that it was almost a stereotypical game of two halves. They pretty much bossed the first half, got themselves in front, and they seemed to be sort of overrunning us within the midfield area. But then the team sort of rallied in the second half. Johnny Goddard popped up with the goal, and if anybody looked like they were going to win it at the end, it was going to be Woking.
Yeah, I think it was like that. In the first half, I think we weren't winning enough second ball, especially in midfield, myself included. And then in the second half, we turned it around and we were winning more stuff in midfield and up in their half as well. We Adam Cunnington seemed to win everything tonight, so it was a big plus for us.
That seems to be like a quite a blossoming relationship, Cunnington and Holman up front. It looked better, I think, at Kidderminster, but it still looked quite effective tonight.
Yeah, no, it was, especially second half. Cunners was flicking a few on to Holman up top, and Dan was bringing them down and bringing other people into play, so yeah.
Could you see that Braintree were physically tiring, Joey? They obviously played an FA Cup tie against the League Two side only 48 hours ago. Could you see in the second half that they were physically getting a bit tired?
Yeah, I mean, we started to come on top, and whether that was to do with them tiring or whether it was just to do with the nature of us coming on top and them having that sort of not as good spell of possession and not as good spell on the ball. So they were tiring, I think, towards the end, yeah.
And 9 goals now this season for Johnny Goddard, 9 league goals anyway. He's on fire a bit.
Yeah, he's popped up again. And yeah, without his goals, who knows where we'd be. But he's chipped in with a fair few for us, which is important as Renz is such a prolific goal scorer in this league, and he's with him without him. So Johnny's done very well, yeah.